broken of this lonely hill. What have I done? No, I don't remember. And no one knows just how I feel.
Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The first thing that happened to me is that God cleaned up my tongue. I stopped swearing. That is a good thing. Psalm 40 says he'll do that for you. It says he puts a new song in our mouth, even praise unto our God. I lost interest in boozing and smoking and all that sort of stuff. All that just went away because it was not part of the new man. I remember up on the island some time ago, I was up on the island of Niue, and because I was doing some speaking in the churches up there, the deacons up there put on a little bit of an evening for us one night, and they brought round some beer for us to have a drink. And they put a can of beer on the side of my seat. And I said, no, thank you. And they said, why not? I said, because I'm a Christian. These were deacons giving me beer. And they said, do you mean that drinking beer is a sin? I said, I didn't say that. But this is what I am saying. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. And as far as I'm concerned, the beer is an old thing. That's the way I put it. I was up in Samoa years ago. We were having a birthday party one night, and there were a group of drunk men sitting together in a seat, and I went across and they said, this is your glass of beer. And I said, no, thank you. And they said, one man turned to me and he said, are you a woman, are you? And I said, if I take that glass of beer, does that prove I'm a man, does it? He said, you should drink it like all the rest of us. And I said, I'll tell you your problem. I said, you're a hypocrite. I happen to know you're a deacon in the church. And I said, you live like the devil all the week and then you go to church on Sunday. And my wife was a bit nervous. She thought I was going to receive something. And I almost did too. He got up and he looked as if he was going to start assaulting me. And I'll tell you what happened to that man. He got thoroughly born again by the power of God. And so did his wife. And now they're running the Samoan Assemblies of God work right throughout New Zealand. Because God has saved them by his mighty power. There's no need to backtrack, friends. Just say what you mean and mean what you say, but do it nicely, that's all. Don't have to be nasty. And so, we see there that it is a good thing to be saved, and I am a saved person.
Could you please, please remember me, yeah. He looks at me still holding on, and the tears fall from his eyes. And he says, I tell the truth unto the end. You will live with me in paradise.
1 Peter 1:23 says, having been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the miracle of renewal and newness and life from the dead comes through the living and abiding Word of God. How do you conceive of that happening? This is stupendously important. We are born again, united by the Spirit to the living Christ, who is our life. We are born again through the Word of God. This miracle by which we become children of the living God and live forever with Him and escape condemnation, this miracle happens through the Word of God, it says in 1 Peter 1:23. In other words, when 1 Peter 1:23 says we are born again by the living and abiding Word, that Word is the gospel which we preach, and that gospel is defined on He died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried. He was raised according to Scriptures. Those are historical events. This is a story about a person and about an event that you could see with your eyes, touch with your hands, hear with your ears. That must be known, believed, embraced as a historical reality. Through that, we are born again. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. We are saved by believing it, standing in it, embracing it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Listen to Galatians 3:2-5. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law? Pause. Insert mantra. I will do this thing. I will do this thing. I will do this thing. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Hearing what? The gospel. The story. Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Answer, hearing with faith. In other words, hearing with faith is what happens when you're born again through the living and abiding Word of God, because the Word of God is the gospel and the gospel awakens faith. It's news about Jesus Christ. It's news. You never can emphasize enough that the heart of Christianity is news. Did you hear? Did you hear? Son of God has come. Son of God lived. Son of God died for you. Son of God rose again. Death is defeated. Hell is closed. Victory over death is achieved. It's for you. Will you have it? It's news. We turn it into so many other things besides news. It's just stunning news. Really good news. And you got to understand it. Got to hear it like a story. Got to know, well, who is this Jesus? And what do you mean by cross? And what's a resurrection? You got to understand a few things. And then you got to embrace it because your hope of life. And I know that my time is coming soon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know paradise is coming soon.